We kick the hour off by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mayor Kelleher, fall is in the air.
Yes, and thank goodness, and rain. My goodness, don't we need rain.
Kind of nice to have some of those showers and thunderstorms come into the area late last week, but we could just use some more of it.
That's right. If we could get a little rain every two or three days for the next 3 weeks, I think our world would be a little better place.
Getting to know our North Platte mayor here a little bit. Mayor Kelleher, what's your favorite season of the year?
Well, my favorite season is fall / winter. I like cooler weather.
Do you like the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like fall and spring. My bone to pick with Mother Nature is, what was it, last year and the year before, we only got a couple weeks of fall. It's like we went from summer to winter immediately. I like a little bit of that transition time, and it sounds like you do too.
I do, and I worry as that, you know, with such a warm year that we've had this year, I'm not sure we're going to get much of a fall. I think we, I certainly hope we do, but, you know, we could be in the 90s until the end of October if we're not careful.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, before we dive into discussing the latest with the city on the city council meeting last night and even previewing another meeting coming up for the city later on this week, let's talk about some big news that came out last week. We had our chief of police, Steve Reeves, issue a press release about some issues with our 911 center.
That's right. We had what amounted to a equipment failure that caused a power failure at the 911 center early in the wee hours of the morning. I believe it was hours of the morning on...
Was it Friday morning?
I think it was Saturday morning, actually. Well, anyway, it was late last week. So,
And only for a few hours, and, I might add.
That's correct. And he was able to... Steve's kind of the expert on that equipment locally.
He has an IT brain, I tell you what.
He does. He's kind of a jack of all trades over there right now. But anyway... he was able to bypass the malfunctioning equipment and make everything work again.
Okay.
And it's the 911 center, not only is it important to North Platte, but we also do dispatching for the county, for the sheriff's department, and also for the city of Gothenburg. So it's a big deal. And we had a similar issue in the spring of last year. I think it was March, maybe. It might have been February of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we had some batteries on order. We thought the issue was resolved, but clearly it's not. So now we're going to fix it correctly.
Okay.
And due to the supply chain issues, it will probably take us a few months to get everything in place, but we're going to do some mitigating steps with a local contractor to make sure it doesn't happen again, and then we'll fix it perfectly sometime in the next 6 or so months.
One thing I want to bring up, though, that with both these situations in the past 6 months, there were no emergency calls placed that went unanswered. And the event that something like this happens, those calls get rerouted to, I believe, Gothenburg and Buffalo County, so Buffalo and Dawson County.
That's correct. The system automatically routes the 911 calls to other locations, depending on what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were 4, maybe 6 calls that came in during the period of when it wasn't working correctly, and those were answered by those areas, and then they do other mechanisms to get someone on site when there's an emergency.
Sure. So I want to stress that although this is concerning and this is being addressed, any 911 call placed, even in the midst of these outages, is answered and help is on the way just as immediately.
That's correct. And this is, unfortunately, this is just a situation where this equipment, life of an uninterruptible power supply system is somewhere between 10 and 15 years. This one is a little older than that.
Really? Okay.
And so it's something that just should have been fixed years ago, and it hasn't been. So now we're going to fix it correctly. It's really that simple.
And what would we do without Chief Reeves? I mean, he is, like you said, Mayor Kelleher, a jack of all trades. He has that IT brain that you possess as well, obviously head of IT at Great Plains Health. So I'm always impressed with everything that Chief Reeves can do.
Yes, has lots of skill sets, and it's a good thing he's over there. We're hoping to get some IT folks hired so that we can kind of pass that work off to someone else and create another expert in that area, because if, you know, God forbid something to happen to Chief Reeves, we would, as a community, be in a little bit of hurt for a day or two while we got everything organized over there.
Well, and this would help his much-needed vacations, too. He could maybe enjoy those a little bit more, too.
So. Well, I would think that would be true.
Looking at some of the other big news going on throughout our city right now, Mayor Kelleher, there has been some changes, minor altercations in our power and water rates here in the city of North Platte.
Yes, and I think you said alterations, not altercations.
Altercations, yes.
Yes, alterations, not alter. No one's been fighting about it, we're aware of. Yes, often the user fee schedules, they do updates to them every year. We did quite a few updates this year. For the most part, the changes were very minor in terms of costs, and by and large, they're to the fees that are associated with late library book, and I mean things like that.
Oh, okay.
And then there's quite a list on there, and if you want to see what all of them are, it's in the city council agenda items from last night, and it's quite an extensive list, but I'd say generally we probably only changed about a third of them.
Okay.
So it's largely in response to inflation. So many of the things, not all of them, but many of the things, the source cost has either to do with people or fuel, one or the other.
Mm.
And as we're aware, all people and fuel are more expensive now than they were 2 years ago. And so that's just the reflection of what happens.
But across the board, very minor in terms of adjustments then?
Yeah, as I was looking through them, I mean, I think the power and water ones were about 3% adjustment. And many of the fees themselves went up a dollar or so, something like that.
Okay.
You know, a $14 fee became $15 or something like that.
So. North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here discussing the latest throughout our community. We'll recap last night's city council agenda here in a minute. But last time we had you in, Mayor Kelleher, there was a very big item on the agenda that I felt like was kind of overshadowed by a very lengthy agenda a couple of weeks ago. And this is an item that has been discussed a lot throughout campaign cycles for not just yourself, but for your colleagues as well. And that's changing our city ordinance on alcohol sales.
That's correct. About a month ago, I received a letter that had been signed indirectly by, I think, 6 or 7 local restaurant owners. And in essence, their request was to make the change the alcohol sales law such that they could sell alcohol on Sunday mornings prior to, or at that time, we couldn't sell alcohol inside the city limits until noon, I believe, is the time frame.
Okay.
So, and their request was to make it 8 a.m. so that by and large, they could have brunch like offerings where
sure.
you could have
mimosas are the perfect example, I think.
You know, or something, I have the occasional mimosa in my life, but not very often.
Yeah. So, I'll stick with the virgin orange juice personally.
That's right. I'm a big fan of coffee. So anyway, regardless of what people's favorite drink are, they were requesting that we make it the same every day of the week. And in the council meeting a couple weeks ago, there was some question about how does that affect licensure for on sale and off sale, and so the item was tabled till this next meeting, which was last night, in order to do a little research on what all this really means and in terms of licensure. And to make a very long story short, it was determined that the licensure of the holder is really what determines where they can sell alcohol, not so much what the city law is.
Okay, so that's essentially out of the city's hands.
Well, it depends on how the item was licensed by the state. That is correct. But the city can determine when alcohol can be sold.
Okay.
But the on and off sale issue is really a matter of the license. And because of more than one of our local liquor stores has both an on-site and off-site license because they do tastings and things like that.
Some sort of events.
And there are some other minor mitigating factors. And to make now a longer story short, it was decided that for the sake of simplicity, the council should just entertain changing the time frame and just leave it at that. That way, when folks are trained in those stores that sell alcohol, whether it be an on-site or an off-site store, they can be trained with the same rules across the board. Rather than having to remember, okay, it's Sunday, so I have to do this, but on every other day of the week.
Try to keep all those ducks in a row would be a little bit of a hassle.
Exactly. And we the council and the mayor office received input from a large number of the local liquor store owners on this issue. And by and large, they all agreed that making whatever change was made, making it as simple as possible to keep track of when their staff should do what would be the best option. If we made it harder, they felt they would be setting their staff up for possible failure and just an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what the council did. Ultimately, last night the council voted and it was passed to change the ordinance such that alcohol sales beginning on maybe 2 weeks, I believe, October 5th, would then be the same every day of the week in North Platte.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. So this item officially moved off the table and was discussed last night and kind of brought to its conclusion, essentially, for the city's portion.
That is correct.
Mayor Kelleher, looking at last night's North Platte City Council meeting, in a very indirect way sustainable beef back on the agenda for a conditional use permit that is a very interesting conditional use permit when you think about it. It required discussion from four entities locally, was approved last week by the City Planning Commission and the County Planning Commission, was approved yesterday by the Lincoln County Commissioners, or Monday by Lincoln County Commissioners, excuse me, and approved now last night by the North Platte City Council. So very unique when it requires that many entities to have those discussions.
That is correct. Quite a bit of discussion, actually. And you were, I mean, you had some discussion about this, the Planning Commission, which, of course, yep. you're a member of the Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. So what was the discussion that you guys had? I watched the meeting.
Yeah.
But
they're essentially, and I very much appreciate one of your appointments on the Planning Commission, Emily Worrell, asking a lot of questions to essentially break down what this borrow pit essentially is. And then the concerns that we had essentially were more so about the land and making sure that this is done properly for the land to not be an eyesore, to be suffering. So I appreciate the developer breaking down the process. And to me, it sounds like the individual that's going to be doing this project for sustainable beef is one of those individuals, like so many of our producers in the area, that is thinking ahead and thinking about the betterment of this land for 10 years, 20 years, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this part of the country, we do have to be very careful with our land for lots of reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
But one of the main reasons is that we only have, in most areas, a couple feet of topsoil.
Yeah.
And then we have sand, and then there can be other things, clay, etc., underneath that. But if we get down to that sand and we don't maintain the land very carefully, that's what creates blowouts in the sand hills.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them before.
Yeah, which are not good, generally speaking. You can go from nice grass to desert in a very short period of time if we're not careful. And so that's one of the reasons that the council really took a hard look at this. And the ordinances around this, just to be perfectly blunt, are probably not as clear as they need to be. And so we're doing some work to kind of clear those up. And I don't know which way the council will take, but I think we're going to have more than one issue with moving dirt here in the next few years in our area, in the
community.
Yes, and that's a good problem to have. But I think it's for the sake of the developers and everyone concerned, we detected some language that maybe isn't as clear as it should be. So what we're supposed to do in those scenarios is clear it up. So we will take that up, probably not at the next council meeting, but probably before the end of October.
In the near future.
Yeah.
And this was the only public hearing on the agenda last night. Was there anybody that spoke on this item last night, Mayor Kelleher?
No one said a word. We kept the public hearing open for, I suppose, around 30 seconds to 45 seconds, somewhere in there. No one approached.
Amount of time for somebody to reach the podium if they wanted to.
Exactly. No one even got out of their chairs during that time. So there wasn't much to... Wasn't much to comment on, honestly, in terms of this process, because to your point, so many other entities have looked at it. I think if anybody wanted to express a concern, they had the opportunity, really four opportunities to do so. And this is another kind of unique area in that this excavation area sets both in the city jurisdiction and the county jurisdiction. I would say...
Thus the four readings.
Yeah, somewhere around 75% of the land is within the two-mile jurisdiction of the city, and the other quarter, approximately, is sets outside in the county. And so it's just one of those things where the city and the county need to work together, and it came off, you know, pretty easily, and I think everyone was satisfied. Now, I don't know exactly when the folks will actually start moving dirt, but I suspect sometime in the next month we'll see dirt trucks moving.
Did this item have to have three readings, Mayor Kelleher, from the city perspective?
It does not.
Okay.
It's a conditional use permit.
After the vote last night, it's officially approved, and they're done with the city process, and they can actually start moving as soon as today, essentially, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Awesome. Yep. And, of course, this is all going to be used to increase the ground level at the sustainable beef facility initially, but these individuals are requesting that they can use borrow pits for an extended period of time, too. I know that was one item brought up at the City Planning Commission, was they wanted to make this permit that was going to be in use for... They said 10 to 20 years, and I believe the Planning Commission recommended 10 years.
Yes, it was 10 years.
Okay, that was approved from the council as well.
Mm-hmm. And in the event that more than an acre of land is affected at that location, then there has to be what they call a SWIP, which is basically an erosion a plan to prevent serious erosion in that area. But these folks they've had a borrow pit on their land for a long time. They're very familiar with this process. And so I can't imagine we'll have any issues going forward. It's just a matter of procedure.
Absolutely. So. Anything else from last night's council meeting you wanted to bring up, Mayor Kelleher?
I think we talked through all the major issues so far. So one of the interesting things that I think we'll see quite a bit in the next two or three city council meetings is really has to do with housing and the need for housing in our community. And, we've talked about that before. And it's a very challenging thing to do,
yeah.
I mean, to address housing because of workforce issues and inflation and all the things that we all hear about on the news every day. You know, you can't build houses inexpensively anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't right now. And perhaps we will be able to in the future. And you can build houses where you can sort of reduce the finishings and things like that such that they're certainly acceptable, but not something that maybe everyone would choose to have. And you can reduce the cost of a home. But building an actual home that has the attributes of what many people would want, still, you're pretty close to $200,000 when it's mm-hmm. all said and done, including the paving and the lot and so on and so forth. And so as a community, several people have been trying to think of ways that we can create housing in this community.
Yeah.
That people can actually buy a house and live the American dream.
And I know this is such an issue across the board. This is not an issue just unique to North Platte and Lincoln mm-hmm. County, but to the state and the nation. But I know that Gary from the Chamber has said that when their board of directors gets together, housing has been a topic and a concern brought up time after time. And that's kind of prompted the Chamber to pitch in with this issue as well. And we're making a dent in our housing issue, but I would say, Mayor Kelleher, it's still just a slight dent. We're addressing the problem, but we need more.
That's correct. And if you look at the housing study that was done in 2018, I believe, 17
that
or 18.
Sounds somewhere around there.
Some, about approximately 4 or 5 years ago. That at that point, that study said that we were immediately deficient of about 500 dwellings. Now, that's not just houses per se, but mm-hmm. apartments, you know, dwellings, that sort of thing. And I think that's probably pretty accurate. And so since I've been mayor, been pushing to try to fill that gap with various housing projects. And if you look at the housing project at the mall, the apartments, the housing project out on West A, and some of the other housing options we've approved and will likely consider over the next couple months, if all of those come to fruition, we'll have come pretty close to that 500 home capability. Now, that doesn't mean there's 500 homes built.
Mm-hmm.
It just means we'll have that many apartments and that many lots available. And mm-hmm. so those homes actually have to be built. But if you've tried to hire a contractor lately in this area, you know that they're all very busy.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
remodeling or they're building. And I've talked to many of the contractor owners in this area and said, hey, are you interested in scaling up to build a number of houses, like 10 houses at a time or something like that, like you see in, like if you go to West Omaha or something,
mm-hmm.
you'll see all. And by and large, for differing reasons, they've all said no. That's not their business model. That's not what they do well. You know, I mean, they've had a lot of valid reasons why
sure,
it's not something
sure.
that they want to do. And so we're going to have to try to bring somebody from the outside. That's ultimately what's going to have to happen to try to fill this housing gap in a rapid way. And the idea with building newer houses is that folks who live in other parts of town who might be looking to upgrade would then sell their homes and move into those new houses. And then folks who maybe have a little bit older home would sell their homes and move into those intermediate houses. And then some of those older houses or the smaller houses would then be in a price range where someone moving to North Platte would be able to afford.
Chain reaction.
It's a chain reaction. And that is the only valid plan that anybody has presented that I've heard that will address our housing issues in the community. It's the only valid plan. And believe me, we've been seeking them everywhere. You know, somebody give us some ideas on how we can address this. And if you look across the country, it's exactly what a lot of communities are doing. They're doing things like enabling something like what we call MicroTIF to work on older housing, to improve it, so that folks who are buying those older houses have an opportunity to make it better. But at the same time, they're building new homes so that people have a chain reaction and move up in their housing.
Couple other things I want to bring up with you, Mayor Kelleher, before you head out of the studio for the day. Today is an exciting event over at the park over there by Whitetail Screenprint. The rec center crew, or the folks that have been working on this project a little bit, are going to be there to present the public with information about what's going to be on the ballot come November that would fund the rec center project.
That's correct. There is I think it's a campaign kickoff is what they're calling it, or something along those lines to approve the half-cent sales tax that would eventually fund the rec center, improvements to Cody Park Pool, mm-hmm. and also rebuild the skate park. And there's quite of a number of questions in the community. I know you and I have spoke about doing a call-in question mm-hmm. show, and I think we need to get that organized for some time in October here so that we can get all the information out to the mm-hmm. public and the actual facts of what's going on. There's a lot of questions around what the best opportunity is. My perspective on the rec center improvements is that it's something that I heard from a huge number of people when I was campaigning.
Oh, sure.
And there was, as you would imagine, some varying opinions on what should be done there. And in my mind, it's having a really nice rec center is something that will help attract businesses to our community.
Absolutely. Now, is it going to be, and individuals to our community.
Exactly. Now, is it going to be something that someone bases their entire decision to relocate to North Platte on? Yeah, pretty unlikely. But it's something that would be a checkbox in the favorable column yeah. versus the unfavorable column.
Yep. Could help to be a deciding factor.
Exactly. So I think it needs to be addressed. But my favorite part about this approach is the fact that the public really gets to decide. I mean, they actually get to decide by voting. So in November, on the ballot, there'll be a half-cent sales tax. And if folks want to see the rec center improve, they need to vote for that half-cent sales tax. If they don't want to see it approved, then don't vote for it. It's that simple. And we will have a true measure of public opinion come about November 9th as to where our community stands on this issue, and we will move forward accordingly.
And as this is the case with all candidates on the ballot and all issues on the ballot, you need to do your best to be informed and know the facts. So today is a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about the facts. And if you have questions and concerns, they could be addressed this evening as well.
That's right. And I understand the group that's supporting or planning to move forward with this half-cent sales tax campaign also is planning a couple of, or at least one community meeting where people can come and ask questions, and there'll be
town hall of sorts,
and I don't know when or where exactly, but there'll be one sometime in the next month or so, so the folks have the opportunity to come and ask questions, get the answers. They're intending to put it on YouTube or Zoom or something, so folks who can't make it will be able to watch from home as well. And I'm sure it will be very well done. And as always, I just want people to know the facts, so we will put the facts as we know them out there.
And Mayor Kelleher, lastly, the City of North Platte Community Redevelopment Authority set to meet tomorrow at City Hall as well.
That's correct. They'll be meeting on a couple contract modifications to one having to do with some sustainable beef adjustments, and the other one has to do with the housing out on West A.
Yep, the Lakeview Apartments,
the Lakeview
right?
Apartments, yep.
Yep. Yep, yep. Awesome. So I wanted to bring up as well a couple of appointments that you've had here in the city, doing a very good job taking on leadership roles here in recent weeks and months as well. One of your first appointments as mayor was David Fudge to the City of North Platte Planning Commission, and my colleagues and I on the Planning Commission decided a couple weeks ago that Mr. Fudge would be taking the reins as our chairperson.
Yes, that's correct, and David, I think, has done a really good job. David takes everything he does very seriously.
He does.
I was happy to appoint him to the Planning Commission. And as you also may know him, he's the executive director of Nebraska Land Days operations.
I love the radio and TV background. I might be a little biased in that, but the approach he brings to that too helps too. So.
Yes, that's right. And my favorite thing about David is he's extremely level-headed, and he really educates himself on all the issues. And
oh yeah, he's informed. That's for
correct.
Sure.
That's so. Correct. So he's doing a nice job on Planning Commission. I think he'll be a great leader for as long as the Planning Commission wants to have him there, or he's willing to do it. It's important in our community that we get folks from different walks of life involved in these committees, and that's what I've been trying to do, is expand some of the people that are involved. Mm-hmm. And not everyone has an interest in participating in this sort of stuff, because you do put yourself out there to a little bit of public scrutiny, and people will come up to you in the restaurants and say, hey, why did you decide to blah, blah, blah?
Oh, yeah, there'll be questions.
Yeah, and there'll be questions.
But that's the best part about a board like the Planning Commission, is it's going to the city council, so you can always just say, hey, I just recommend to elected officials. That's the best part.
I think that's abdicating responsibility there, Tristan. That's really not what you're supposed to do.
Oh, just kidding.
Yes, that's right.
Mayor Kelleher, if anybody's the least bit interested in being involved in some of these public boards, would definitely encourage them to reach out to you and maybe fill out the application as well, or just reach out if you're interested in learning a little bit more. They could send an email and have some questions answered that way, or sit down and meet with you too.
That's correct. And in fact, my last appointment at the Planning Commission, Kathleen Matthews, she actually submitted her application online. That's
how
it came to. And she stopped by and visited one day as well. But that's how she came to pass. So that's really the best way. If you're just being on one of these boards, please go onto the city website, find the application, and you can fill it out and email it to me or the city clerk. And then I put you in the file, and when a position opens, I look at your qualifications and try to see if it's whatever the position that's open is applicable to that. You know, we've had some folks express interest being on the tree board recently,
sure.
So we nominated a couple folks a few weeks ago, put a couple folks on the tree board a couple weeks ago. So, and that's good. And it's best when people in the community want to be involved and make things mm-hmm. happen. That's how you make your community grow and you make things happen and keep people engaged in the community.
Yeah. And it's great too, because a lot of times you see individuals like Councilman Lucas and Councilman Bowles that when their tenures on those respected boards come to their conclusion, they're interested in continuing, and they've continued on to city council as well. And their experience has benefited the city and the council as well on that regard. So
yeah, it's certainly true. And Planning Commission is a great education for moving into a role on the city council. It really is, because you consider many of the things that are really important and controversial
yeah.
on city council come to Planning Commission first. So it's a great training ground. So is the CRA, because
yep.
a lot of the issues there, and also the Citizens Review Committee, which is the Quality Growth Fund Committee,
mm-hmm.
you get to share in some of the business opportunities the community has. And as I understand it from Mr. Pearson, we've got a couple LBA 40 applications that are working through the process right now.
Oh,
so
cool.
Sometime in the next two or three months, I think that group will meet to consider some applications.
Awesome. It's been a little while since they've met, so
it
I'm excited
a bit,
for a
yeah.
new meeting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you're doing and the transparency to our community, sir. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, and I just want to tell everybody, you know, we've been having some challenges on our YouTube sound.
We
are in the process of getting some new equipment figured out in the City Hall, so the sound will improve here sometime in the next quarter.
Awesome. Mayor Kelleher, we'll see you again in a couple weeks. As always, appreciate the time, sir.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.